Oh shit, nigga. Oh shit. Yo. The biggest crossover ever has arrived.
One Piece and Dragon Ball?
No, Scooby-Doo and Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh shit.
I'll send you the link.
On Cartoon Network?
I will hope so, yeah.
About to meet his pops, man.
They taking that day off work. Oh, nah, it's on DVD.
Still copping it.
Hell yeah. My big ass is gonna be fucking pushing like little kids over. Like, you ain't even old enough to know who these are. You don't deserve this DVD. I'm walking with my Eustace mask. Oh, I got to do the other shit too. Yo, the headline for this shit was hilarious. Nigga, Chris Brown out here wilding again, yo.
What he doing?
Yo, look at the screenshot I sent you.
Hold on. Let me finish. I gotta take the plastic off this bed. Hold on.
Nah, I'm just telling you, though, fucking shorty said Chris Brown smacked her, and she said her weave went flying. the IG page posted a clip of from the Spider-Man TV show. But Mary Jane purposely jumped off the building to see if Peter was going to save her. I'm about to write, yo, if he would have waited like 6 more seconds, he could have had Black Cat all to himself.
He could have had who told herself?
He could have had Black Cat all for himself.
The first bitch he was in love with, he broke her neck trying to save her off a building.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's her name? Gwen Stacy?
Yeah. Well, all his girlfriends end up dying somehow. I need the people to hear me for this one. All right. We back. This is episode 73.5127-6B of Ningen Bros. I'm your host, Dilbert Taicho, a.k.a. the Sage of Six Spectacles, a.k.a. Negro Kaiba, your other podcast is a third rate with fourth rate topics, a.k.a. Shug Naito, I'll hold you by your collar, drop you off the nearest balcony in Shibuya, a.k.a. Susio Senpai, let me double tap on the pictures, a.k.a. Alpha Sama, all things begin through your boy. A.K.A. Lord Toxic, the problematic king. A.K.A. the dark-skinned dun daughter that make all the Japanese girls wet their pants. On Yakupon. We back.
Yo. What the fuck is wrong with this shit?
I see like your audio thing moving, but I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, you don't hear nothing at all? Do 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 do. Alright, how I sound now? I plugged in my headset thing.
Nah, you good now. I just don't know what the fuck that shit was.
Damn, that shit ruined my... Now let me turn this shit down. That shit ruined my joke.
Alright, so what was the last thing like you heard me say?
I know, I heard everything you were saying about... Vanica fighting Noelle's mother, and then Nozelle was holding baby Noelle in the trees, and she is trying to hide, but then Vanica saw them and took them. It was like maybe I should kill them type shit. And she was like, you said, she said, they only holding you back. You don't need children or nothing like that. So I was saying, like, sever your bonds, cut your ties. And then you said the line where Noelle's mother was like, I'll show you the greatest strength was when the mother protects her child. Yeah, her children. And I said, unless you're Casey Anthony.
Yo, son.
I was like, oh, this nigga, I know he don't hear me, because I was like.
Yo, son.
And that's when you was like, yo, you saying something? Because I was like, I can't hear you.
Our male counterpart, Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He don't care about himself or his family. Fair
word. He fucking suplex Vanica and destroyed her. Oh man. Okay, so where was I?
That's where we love the little flashback talking about a woman's true strength is when a mother texts her child.
Oh, nigga, I had a joke too coming. I had a joke in the tuck too. All right, yeah, so yeah.
But like where all that strength go when they be abort these babies?
You got the one word right, abortion.
Yeah, I know I had to do something with abortion.
No, so all right, at the end of the chapter, Noelle stabs through her and aborts whatever child she had on her stomach. And then, ironically, she says, and now I will make you pay for it. Oh, man. Oh, you peeped Noelle got the halo over her head like she did?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I see it. Yep. Yeah.
She's ascended to Dragon Ball, to being a Dragon Ball Z character.
Word. And that's when Vanica gonna give the speech. She gonna find out right before she died that she was pregnant too. And she was like, I even had a child of my own, started a family. But my strength didn't change at all.
Yeah. But she was like, but I was not fond of them at all.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, yo, if I could just hire Vegeta to write all my holiday cards, yo.
I hope this time and this card finds you well.
As I ponder in the machinations of my mind, pondering my own strength, I also want to give thanks to you for giving birth to me. Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
You showered me with the golden aura of a Super Saiyan mother. Yeah, that nigga's like, you're a mother that only comes around once in 1,000 years.
You're,
you're, say
You like, ain't get that deal with the average slave mother anymore.
Yeah, you say Mother's Day shit and Father's Day just passed.
Right. That's how you know people don't care about this shit.
About their fathers. Even if your father was in your life, it don't even matter.
Right.
Fathers get no respect.
Hell no. Shit, I haven't seen no Father's Day ads this year. The only Father's Day ad I saw was when I went into DoorDash. And they're like, here, give your father a drink for Father's Day. And I'm like, damn. Niggas can't get socks no more. Niggas, well, niggas be alcoholics. Is it aloe? Father gonna get drunk and say how much he hates his family.
You are. Good luck. I'm glad you all gathered here today.
Hey, yo. I can have each other.
Tell y'all.
Hey, yo, I like my other family better than y'all. He's gonna walk out.
I never come back.
All right, yeah, that was my hero.
No, but that was Black Clover.
Oh shit, damn, I can't read. Yeah. No, I was looking at the words "my hero." And that was the first thing that came to mind. Yeah, all right, that was Black Clover.
I probably thought it was like, I thought you were talking about Midoriya's pops.
No, we already know his pops is Spike Spiegel.
That nigga pops live in the future?
Yeah. That was his core. He could only travel to the future one way.
That nigga was Toki? He was Oda's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nasty.
That's why that nigga smoked so much. He missed his family.
Oh, now time out, though. He was spending the whole show chasing the side bitch, Julia, though.
Yeah, because he knew he couldn't go back, so he tried to find find new love.
Oh, okay. He get a pass for that one. You right.
He was like, yeah, I make sure this child has a power.
They had a... And nigga, I always thought it was funny because this nigga was, his main antagonist was, had the same name as my dog growing up. Vicious. Speaking of Cowboy Bebop, was it me or did I have the sequencing in the end of the show wrong? I thought the end was when he fought Vicious. The show continued after he fell out that window, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think he like sat down and like died somewhere after he like fought somebody.
Nah, damn, I didn't know that. But because remember when he fell out, he woke up, he was in the cast, and Shorty was humming, and he was like, you're doing it in the wrong pitch. She was like, what? He was like, you're singing it in the wrong pitch. And she smacked that nigga. But then, what's one called it? I was watching some shit and I was like, wait a minute. That was episode something. And I was like, wait a minute. This is the a higher number. I was like, wait, the shit went on after that? I could be wrong.
What else happened? Yeah, my hero. So my hero, it is they escaped the explosion at the house, but they didn't explain how they escaped the explosion. They just did, and they what's his name, Origami dude, he was like, did y'all get any more information from the gun? And Hulk said, nah, she's in bad shape, and the hospital don't know how she's even alive. So she's probably like comatose or some shit right now. All the heroes are talking, saying how, you know, like, the world's problems are becoming worse and worse. Now, information about Midoriya's might start being leaked. Like the media's starting to get, like, a hold of the information. And then Endeavor's like, another hero quit, like, 2 days ago. Some nigga named Detsu Goro. And, yeah, he was like, yeah, the media's closing in on Midoriya. He's like, yeah, if they find out, the world's gonna be caught like a cycle of negativity. And listen, they speculate how come All For One doesn't just go public with the knowledge. And they surmise that it probably has some negative drawback to him as well. But then, just as they, like, in the midst of their conversation, Hulk gets a phone call, saying Midoriya ran into a second assassin and defeated him instantly. Midoriya is looking like a Five Nights at Freddy animatronic figure, like Super Falcon.
Like Super Falcon.
Yeah. And this nigga do not look a hero at all, yo.
Remember what the episode when that superhero showed up on Dexter with the dog? Or was it like Blue Falcon or Green Falcon or some shit like that? And then Dexter tried to soup up the shit and made like a fucking robot suit version of the dog and all this type of shit. You remember that episode? That's what Midoriya look like. He look like the fucking robot dog next to me. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can find it. I'll put it in the Discord. But that's what that nigga look like. Yeah, fucking no. Yeah, what was the last thing you said?
I'll say Midoriya beat like the second assassin like effortlessly. And then he tried to run off on All Might. And he was like, All Might's like, wait, you haven't ate. And then
Midoriya turned to Kevin Gates. I don't get tired. You know, it's Kevin Gates shit. Real niggas don't get tired.
He's like, yeah, you don't have to follow me no more. He's like, in the back of fucking Midoriya's head, he's like, it's his turn now. But I think Midoriya's feeling kind of guilty because now All For One said like he's like focused on him specifically, and he's thinking back to about fucking what's homeboy name Night Eyes' prediction about All Might having a gruesome death, so now he's gonna push everybody away.
Yeah, but that might be what leads to All Might getting dying killed
in the first place. Yeah, because naturally him and All Might are like kind of the same personality wise. Like, All Might gonna keep chasing after him. Like it's the opposite now. Midoriya trying to be like him, like be strong, keep his head held high. And then All Might chasing after him when it was in reverse when the show first started. But now Midoriya looking like a phoenix that got his wings like shaved away. and then like as they talking, fucking Stain having the fucking a hero boner licking his lips and shit. And then they people are talking about Midoriya saying how he appears without a sound and he got mad quirks and how it sounds like One For All's ability or like a normal, but he helps people. And they say he's caked with blood and fills with mad scars that's covered up. And you'd never think he's a hero by looking at him. And they show his picture of Midoriya. He looks mad, fucking ferocious, feral. He like a singed version of Tokoyami.
Like Took your homie gonna have some smoke for that nigga. Like, yo, you stealing my swag, my guy. Like, what's going on? Right. This is plagiarism.
That's how the chapter ended, though. Yeah, what if like, it's like a twist, like Midoriya turned evil for like a little bit?
It's gonna be whack. It's gonna be like Gray and Fairy Tale when we thought that nigga was gonna be evil. Mm-hmm. Which at the time, I'm kind of glad it didn't, because I ain't wanted to be on some Naruto and Sasuke.
Yeah. You know, they kind of did it anyway, but it was like it ended whack.
Yeah. It was kind of whack.
Urza fucking blocked both a full strength punches. And magically don't get her on her hand. The arm's burnt and frozen away.
So Urza was Kakashi on the rooftop.
Right. Except she goes, I eat those. And then magically she calmed him down with the power of her soft ass titties. The one thing a female anime character gonna do, like the men she care about, she gonna console them by putting their heads in her bosom.
You were on some whatchamacallit, on some Momonosuke shit. That was only the fifth episode of Cowboy Bebop.
That was?
Yeah. That's why I was like, I see some shit, and it was like, it was after when he fell off the roof and fought Vicious, and I'm like...
Okay, he fought some other dude and died.
Yeah, I didn't know Spike died.
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert. Too late. Yeah, he fights Vicious at the end.
He fought Vicious again?
Yeah. Him and Vicious fights. Vicious dies, and then like Spike dies from his wounds too.
This nigga Spike had an artificial eye.
Oh, right. He did. Like, everybody on the team had like artificial pieces and shit almost. So now we could talk about fucking Boruto and Dragon Ball Z, which was not Z, Super. And real quick, yo, these fucking Boruto villains, yo, Yo, they be having like powers like stands, yo.
Hey.
You peep that?
Like
some obscure physics defying power that can't be matched.
If every time you punch me, your fist turned to potatoes for 3 seconds, and it's like some weird shit. Like
Shorty, like she can't fight, but she can see the future.
Everything that's going on in the president type shit like that.
Then we get to her fucking her bullshit ass.
She can see, right, and she can see the past too, up until when she was born, right?
Right.
Yeah, her actual little brother.
But that was the fuck this nigga name is.
I forgot. But he do look like her. They drew him to look like her. So like that. Yeah. I guess you know that it really is. Like she said, my actual brother or whatever like that.
Then all right, so the chapter start of Boruto, chapter 51, titled Night. So this is the beginning of the chapter to prove that Kawaki needs therapy. Because every time he goes to sleep, he's dreaming of someone like abusing him. Because he's having like a nightmare of cold choking him out, saying that he's only alive because he's a karma vessel, and if he wasn't, he would have murdered him like a long time ago. Then he wakes up, and he's in front of Amado and the class president. What's her name again?
I forgot Shorty's name.
Damn, what the fuck is it? I think it's Sumire or some shit like that. Yeah, Sumire. Yeah, I was right. Sumire, yeah. Okay, yeah, so apparently she's like Amado's assistant now. And Amado's like reading his mind, saying how he knows he's thinking about how he can get stronger, possibly. And Amado proposes the idea of giving him, like, an artificial karma, it seems like. Because even though Ishiki's soul is extinguished, like, he's still a Utsuki vessel. And that being so, he could potentially have another karma put on him, I guess, without the side effects. And then he's like, you know, they plan to put Cole's karma into... I mean, to put Boruto's karma into Cole is not a bad idea. But if you wait around too long, then Cole's gonna strike first, and then y'all gonna be, like, screwed. And, like, Amado's right, because he asked Kawaki,
I'm not even on there, son. That shit fucking... My screen went black, and I just heard...
Someone meditating?
You said what?
Sounds like somebody meditating.
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck happened? The guy had to turn my computer off.
Oh, shit.
This shit turned out fucking horrible today.
Yeah. That's the episode today. Fucking technical difficulties.
Well, to you by the letters T. Technical difficulties.
Our podcast is broken like how Midoriya limbs used to be broken.
how fucking all my heart was broken, nigga.
Oh, right. So what did you hear me say last?
We were trying to figure out Shorty's name.
Oh, Sumire.
What's her name?
Sumire.
Okay.
So so after that, I was saying how Amado talked to Kawaki about how they plan to implant karma into Cole from Boruto isn't a bad idea, but if they wait for too long, he knows that Cole will come and try to kill all of them. And that being said, they don't think that Naruto can win against him at all without Kurama anymore. And so he proposes to Kawaki because he knows Kawaki wants power, that being that he's an Otsutsuki vessel, and Ichigo's like gone for good, he's still like being that, he's still a vessel. He can like, I guess, implant like,
artificial karma. With the Luther Vandross metaphor. They can start talking about a house is not a home.
He's like, yo, you want into the house, nigga? You want into the house?
The house is not a home.
No, but no, remember, Amado is Dominican, so you gotta say it like
a the castle. What's the difference in Spanish between house and home?
Ekoaki, in tu casa? You want into the house? Not my cat. No home. That's like an Arab nigga. What's wrong?
Yeah, well. Like a DJ Khaled uncle nigga.
Yeah, but anyway, fucking Amado's talking about potentially giving him like an artificial karma of sorts. Because his body's still in Uzuki. But it'll be purely a weapon, so he can't just be controlled again. And then Sumire is like, what the hell? Just a weapon. That's karma. And Amado's like, yeah, you have the criteria, and he can make it happen. Amado get his Orochimaru on. You want power, little boy? He's like, exactly. Like, you know you want it subconsciously. Pause. And, so then, Kawaki just like, no way, I'm leaving. And before he leaves, Amado's like, it's up to you. The choice is in your hands. He walks away. So then it cuts to Shorty. What's her name again?
The
girl.
The girl, the weapon, the android.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're like, I guess
fucking
she's
Selena,
like
watching. Nigga. She look like a Latina pop star, nigga.
Now she low key kind of like Hinata a little bit, but with semi regular eyes. So she's like peering, I guess, like looking at what Kawaki is doing. She's saying how he appears to be in distress about his helplessness, about not being able to protect Naruto, and how it's painful for her to watch. My thing is, why don't she mention the part about him, like, getting another karma? You know what I mean? Because she can see the future.
You saying, like, telling him about the plan that they have of trying to put Boruto's karma on him?
Yeah.
So Boruto could reincarnate.
Well, both. A model plan to put karma on Kawaki and what they got is planned for Code. But I think she got some ulterior motive. I think she's doing that on purpose. Like, she's giving him information that he needs, but she's not telling him the whole picture.
Yeah. But he might know that too, even though supposedly he's under her, you know, her power to like fucking have people automatically fall in love with her.
Right.
See, but I don't know if they already explained it or not, but why does her power work on him when he's a vessel too, even though he's just not?
Well, he's a failed vessel, so I guess it would
failed vessel. Because it's the same thing with Kawaki. I mean, like,
but Kawaki's a real vessel.
He's a real vessel. I mean, but like,
but that's why they said she was interested, because she's hoping that they would actually like love her for her in like some sick twisted way, because her power wouldn't affect them.
Yeah, but I'm like, I feel like, to be honest, it shouldn't. I feel like it shouldn't really affect Code either. because he's not a complete failed vessel. Like, if he was, like, he's not like all the other experiments that fucking couldn't handle it. He can use the power, but for some reason that we still don't know, it's just, this is kind of like horrible writing, kind of, when you think about it, because it's like,
it didn't need a reason to have another villain.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh nah, the shit worked on, he died somehow, but he came back, and he's a vessel, but he's not a real vessel.
Right.
But he got the power of an Otsutsuki or whatever. I'm like, but
people Cole got all the benefits without the side effects.
Which in reality make him broken, because ain't nobody coming back to reincarnate from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't nobody come in on.
And they established that he can use karma too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, how has he failed? Like, they give no explanation as to why he can't be a vessel. They just saying he got everything that come with being one, but the only thing is what? That they can't reincarnate from using him?
Right.
So I was like, I feel that we're old a little bit, do an explanation as to why exactly.
Yeah, at some point, yeah. Like, it's going to be Amado doing the explanation, because Amado is the key to all this shit.
He's going to be like, oh, cause it's because he died before he, even though he came back or some shit.
And, like, probably, somehow. like the soul that's in his body is not really his soul or some shit.
No, some shit.
I'm going to take it a step further, because I know how this shit be sometimes. His name, Code, that's a code name designated to him because he holds the code for something.
He got the code to bring back fucking Ishiki probably.
Yo, I ain't going for it. I would hate that shit.
Because we're like, okay, like later in the chat. Well, no, we already talked about it. And when Amado said that whole, when he gave that whole little that whole little metaphor about the house and the home and all that type of shit, and the door and all that shit. He was saying that he could give Kawaki karma again. Like he can replicate the karma to put on him, right?
That's what I would think.
that's what he was saying, basically. And that's why Kawaki got mad. I was like, yo, nigga, you trying to, you know, make me relive that hell, pretty much. Basically, like, he was like, well, if you want the power back, he talking about he can fucking replicate it and bring it back for him or whatever like that. So I'm saying, like, what way would he be able to do that? And like you said, that might be where Cole come in, because Cole has the karma for Ishiki. That was for Ishiki's reincarnation. It just failed on him, but it's still, the karma is still there. So being that, if he could somehow take Cole shit and put it back on what's it called, Kawaki, then that would be fucking a chance or opportunity for I feel like Ishiki to come back again, being that that's his karma anyway.
Yeah, I'm guessing because he died and came back, that's gonna be the key to making Ishiki come back.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I mean, like, we would have to see what means of replicating the karma Amado has. Like, what does he mean when he say he can make up a new one and plan it back in, onto Kawaki. And what would, like Shorty Sumire, like Sumire, they said, why would you want to do that anyway? Like, what you planning?
And then, when she started asking questions, he peeped that she was at the spy on him. But yeah, now, he was right. She's stupid. She should shut the fuck up.
Right.
But her being a kid, she got she loved Boruto. I think she got a thing for Kawaki too, low key.
Yeah, a little bit. I think so too.
Because I think she relates to Kawaki a little bit in the sense that they both had a power that they couldn't have complete control over. They're trying to understand themselves.
I guess. That they got implanted into them.
Yeah, but I guess Boruto fits into that mold too.
Yeah, he does. He ain't asked for this shit.
Yeah. So yeah, like they all that's their love triangle. But then yeah, fast forward, and it cuts back to them talking, and Shorty brother pops up, and then more Boros like cyborg guards pop up, thinking that they like intruders and shit, and. Like, his power just seems mad OP, yo. Like, I'm trying to understand this shit myself. Like, what they is, I guess, like, he can, like, reflect shit back, even if it's, like, physical and non-physical attacks. You see what I mean? How, like, this shit be, like, fucking, like, stand abilities?
Yeah.
Because, like, yo, let's be honest. How is Boruto his team going to counteract that? How can anybody in the Leaf Village counteract that shit?
What was the key behind this shit too? It was the killing intent?
Yeah, like the more killing intent, the more powerful the reaction.
You gotta be some unconscious nigga when you attack. Like some nigga that don't think.
Nigga, they need fucking Zenitsu. You can't think when you sleep.
Right. That nigga said they need Zenitsu.
No, they need Arthur. Remember, he fucking emptied his mind and almost killed Giovanni that first time in the Nether.
Wait, who you talking about?
Yeah. Talking about Arthur from Fire Force.
Oh. I thought you were talking about Arthur from Seven Deadly Sins. I was like, wait, what? You said Giovanni. I started thinking about fucking fighting gold, nigga. I was like, fucking golden wind, nigga. I was like, what the fuck? Alright, and then where the chapter go for that? Was that the end? No, right?
Yeah, that was the end of the chapter. And he was like, his name is Damon.
Like Batman, son.
Yeah. And no, then at the end of the chapter, that's when like Sumire was like asking all them questions, and Amara was like, "That's how I know, like, you were here to like spy on me, and you're really smart or really stupid." Yo, he was disrespecting the shit out of her, yo.
Girl.
He was like, "You're really smart or you're really stupid. Which is it?" And then she made some face, and he's like, "If you stay silent, you would have drawn out more intel from me. Do you understand strategy?" And then she goes, so you are plotting something. And then he goes, so you're just stupid. Yeah, I knew he plotted some shit from jump the moment he declared, like, amnesty. With the whole bomb shit around homie's neck.
Shikadai's
neck.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, and then fucking now I can go move on to Super.
Granola's got a gun. So run.
I appreciate that the mad chapters, it just niggas just fighting to get into business.
Yeah, because I seen one YouTuber criticize that last chapter. They were saying it should have been more action. All right, let me time back into this damn computer and see what the fuck this shit talking about. Yo.
Yep.
All right. It record once again for the third time. All right, so Dragon Ball Super, chapter 73, my G.
All right, so yeah. Like, fucking.
G versus G, nigga. Oh, the seven. Uh-huh. Alphabet, Goku versus Granola.
Ran versus Go.
He said who versus
I said,
Go?
I said Grand versus Go. Grand. G's move in silence.
Like, oh yeah, you already know. You even gotta finish the bar.
Alright, so fucking Granola pulling out the strap and like firing all shots. And Goku dodging them effortlessly.
Ah, so you ain't doing the science.
What?
Granola. Letting the shots off. You said, who else said get the strap?
Ben Barson.
No.
Can't get the strap.
No, I ain't talking about Ben. Who was on social media talking about get the strap? Last year, every post the nigga kept saying get the strap at the end.
Shit, I forgot.
It was a rapper, nigga.
Oh, 50 Cent. Oh, 50 Cent.
Alright.
Oh, okay.
And what Granola name start with?
G. Oh, P. It was also be used with G. G-Unit,
there you go. See, you ain't no goose. Granola's in the gorilla unit.
And you know, and then we know granola crumbled when pressure's applied to chromes. We also crumbled the G-Unit remembers relationship. Granola's young buck.
Granola tuna, yeah, yo. No. Granola Lloyd Banks, nigga.
Yeah.
Just dropped that album.
Or the feeling back. All right, but yeah, this nigga Goku Granola fighting in the woods like it's Attack on Titan. Using the terrain to their advantage. Yeah, Granola's giving him the business, yo. Goku fending him off.
And then Granola turned into Indiana Jones. Fucking, he He fucking Goku giving chase to Granola through the forest and shit like that. They Goku blasting trees, trying to get hit this nigga. He firing and missing. Granola weaving through the trees,
using the scarf to fucking swing around.
Yeah, word.
All
that. That's what I said. This nigga turned into Indiana Jones. So all of a sudden, Goku, this nigga disappeared from Goku's fucking sight.
Goku just fucking powers up to like destroy the forest and shit.
First he kicked the shit out of Goku.
Yeah. But then fucking Goku closes his eyes. He's like, the blood flow, his movements have changed. Like, he must activate the evasion technique. And he's like, Granola's like, well, I already know the ins and outs of your technique. But Goku's like, nah, it's not gonna be that hard to, it's not gonna be easy to counter this time. But then, yeah, Goku's like, no, his act, like his speed's like gotten bigger. I mean, his speed's like got increased. And he caught Granola. He's about to hit him with like a Kamehameha point blank. Well, actually, he did.
I was about to say he did hit that nigga with that shit.
He got a nigga the Kefla treatment.
Nah, he did. He caught that. He got a nigga the cell treatment.
Mm-hmm. He's like, ooh. But like, what you call it? But as Goku hit him with the Kamehameha, fucking Granola hit him in his vital point in his neck. So that's why after his attack, Goku fell to the ground and shit. And Granola's talking mad shit, saying how his eye will always lock onto his vital points. And no matter what transformation he does, you don't have zero openings. And then Goku's like, if anything, it's because of my lack of training. And he's like, he's not used to using that as a Super Saiyan, so he's still vulnerable. And then Granola's like, yeah, don't give me no excuses. Like, all the Saiyans gonna die by my hands. Just as they ended his people. And then fucking Granola does some attack and like an explosion comes from the ground. And to dodge it, he uses instant transmission to get back to Vegeta. And then Goku pops up. Goku's like, that move looked just like Moro's move. And Vegeta start laughing at him, saying struggling.
This nigga Vegeta asshole.
Alright. And Goku's like, this guy's strength is like off the charts. He's gonna actually have to go all out. And when Goku asks Vegeta, why is he here? Vegeta's like, he knows who he is. And about the people who used to live there, like they were a tribe of snipers who was like killed under Frieza's command. And then they pretty much peeped that they got tricked. But at this point, you know, they know homeboy not gonna listen to them until they beat him.
Look, till they beat him or till they kill him.
They beat him because you know Goku ain't gonna try to kill him.
Yeah, man, he might not have no choice.
Yeah. And then Goku's like, I gotta beat him first, and then we gotta convince him. That's when Vegeta's like, oh, you plan to fight? Do you still have any hope to win? And then Goku's like, yeah, I haven't used Ultra Instinct at full power yet. And then Vegeta's like, oh, you got a result to that. After all. So then Goku pops back up with like the heavenly descent. He just floats down slowly.
First he like it was like it's like a it's like smoke in the air. You just uh-huh. See his silhouette and the shadow and the smoke.
And then he appears.
Yeah, nigga emerges from the dust. Mm-hmm.
This shit was like an anime. She like has a mad angelic singing. And then Granola's like, he can't perceive any vital points. He's like, what's that? And Goku's, you know, tell me it's the Ultra Instinct and how. And then that's the thing. You know, they explain they move too much. He's like, oh, I can't maintain the form for long, so I gotta end this quick. Then Goku was, beats the shit out of him, pretty much. And then come to find out, fucking, after Goku finishes off the Granola, or so he thinks, that was just a fraction of the power that Granola really had, because Vegeta peeped that the whole time. The real Granola was like hiding nearby. So like the illusion version of Granola disappears, and then Goku gets hit in his fucking chest. And this is shit that gets me tight. Just the same shit that happened when he fought Frieza. This nigga from out of nowhere hits him in the fucking chest and he gets knocked out. Then Vegeta gotta come clean it up. So then,
but this time it was the nigga that damaged him was the nigga that he was fighting. It wasn't like when the Sorbet shot that nigga.
Yeah. Like Granola hit him and like he got knocked out his Ultra Instinct form. And I guess it was that killing blow because Vegeta's like, yo,
he gonna be up in a little while, right? Yeah. I'm like, yo, did he just dig into this nigga's heart?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That nigga Granola was finger popping Goku chest. Digging all up in shit.
Nigga tied a knot with his carotid artery. Yeah. Fucking,
Tell that nigga artery to a balloon animal.
Yeah. Turn that shit to a clown or some ironic shit. And the funniest shit in this whole chapter, Granola's like, I decided to have you fight that clone in order to save my strength from Frieza. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah, this nigga was like, yeah.
I ain't gonna destroy this nigga Frieza, yo.
Frieza, or unless.
Frieza stronger now?
Unless Frieza been training on some shit.
He be like, yo, I was training for 8 months now.
No, word. Because imagine. Because why wouldn't you? If I'm freezing, I see how I fucking went from.
Especially after Broly beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, but if I went from weaker than the androids in the Android Saga to fucking God level just for training for a couple months. Yeah, how he get that strong though, just from training?
Yeah. Imagine he had all his hidden potential that he never decided to work for.
For Frieza, the true Gohan.
Yeah, word. Frieza living his whole life like, yo, I know if I do 10 push-ups, I could destroy a planet with my tears, but I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not that heartless.
No, Frieza like, yo, who gonna make me cry? I don't need that shit. Fucking being in Teletubby Land and Fury, that nigga to no end.
Teletubby Land.
That dude he trained with, yo, he was imagining he was like dressed like Barney, yo, was beating the shit out of him. That's why when he came back there, he was, yo, I had merciless training with Frieza. He was like mad strong.
That was only in the anime, right?
Yeah. I like that detail better, though.
I do, too. Then the whole Captain Ginyu thing. Yeah, taking his body. Yeah.
My nigga Captain Ginyu made a cameo.
And then he spent all that time alive.
Just to die.
Just to die.
As soon as you get a body.
He should have just went to the city and lived a normal life or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, but, I would have caught Krillin or somebody off guard.
Yeah. He could have caught Yamcha.
Lacking,
yeah.
It just kept being a fucking baseball player,
right?
Fucking mad chicks.
Every time he lose to a nigga that's better than him, he take their body, become that person. So he always popping.
Nigga addicted to fame.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the chapter though.
That's what they say Drake do.
Yeah.
But he's still nigga Styles.
Right. Make Drake's part Captain Ginyu.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you ain't doing the science, cut. I don't know the science, but when I think of it, I'll let you know.
Captain Ginyu Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ginyu is a French word. He from the French quarters.
Nah, it's French patois.
Yeah. Ginyu, you know. No waste man in a Ginyu squad.
Rude boy, if finna have a problem with Ginyu.
From time, G. Remember from time at the end of the us?
Yeah.
Binbaka, a.k.a. Not nice from time, G. Ah, so you do the science. Who could control time by holding their breath in the Ginyu squad?
Oh, shit. OVO is Ginyu.
Hey, Gordo start with a G, too.
But Makonnen is fucking Gordo. Yeah, one shot in a moment. That was it.
they both built the same too.
Yeah. Oh shit. Alright. Okay, so Vegeta. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this before. When did Vegeta become the scientist, yo?
Detective Conan, nigga.
Yeah. No, he Detective Midoriya.
Nah, I'll never forget when Super first came back out. And I was on the chat with Rashawn and Jalil from high school. He was on PS4 one day. Because that nigga a big Dragon Ball fan too. So that nigga was like, nigga said, yo, I hate how dumb they made this nigga Goku. And he was like, he was like, when he next to Vegeta, that is nigga Vegeta, some scientist ass nigga. That's what you saying that reminded me of what he said. Like this nigga a genius. I was like, word.
You know, cause Vegeta used to be like, oh, I'm gonna train, get powerful, I'm gonna talk shit, I'm gonna fight you. Now he's like, now he sit back and observe. But I think he learned his lessons. That's why he's like, I ain't trying to get perfect celled again. Vegeta was like, all right, control the pinpoint of Kakarot's vitals from a distance and set him flying. I'm impressed. And pause. Granola's like, move. I'm finishing him off. And then Vegeta was like, points. And everyone pointed this out, that he doing the finger point thing he always do when he about to get his ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that fool not going to be up for a while. So I'm your opponent now. And Granola's like, I don't care which one of you dies first, so it doesn't matter. And then, this is the Vegeta we loved. The Vegeta talk mad shit. He's like, die, why don't you go and join the rest of your tribe first? And Granola's like, what you say? He's like, if you're so intent on killing off every last Saiyan, then I gotta put you in the ground. The tribe that's about to go extinct is yours, the Ceruleans. I'm like, damn.
Like, he either trying to get into Granola's head to make him sloppy.
Yeah.
Or he taking that that lesson from Beerus that he learned about.
To destroy. Yeah.
Yeah, destroy even your own concept of yourself type shit. Like, yeah. That, so now he embraced it, like, you know.
He could be the murderer he always was. Now feel guilty.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck it. Like, I don't feel guilty about, you know, my people going extinct now and shit like that. Like, so now I would talk that same shit Beerus said to me to this nigga Granola. Like, you know, I wonder if he really mean it though. They put the sparkle on the God of Destruction earring, though. Like, this nigga about to activate that topo form.
Hell yeah!
You gonna see?
Fucking Vegeta about to have like some new aura, color we ain't never seen before. I had like some green aura, some green purple shit.
Yeah, That was the main things. Anything else came out? Anything else you read?
No.
Fire Force going on break now,
right? Right, yeah, so there's no Fire
Force. No Fire Force.
Then I gotta get back into, got a high school. I let that shit cook for a couple weeks. And Tower of God came back, so I'm like refreshing myself on what had happened. It's still fuck Rachel, fuck that bitch. What else? Yeah, that's it. I didn't really watch nothing either. I was gonna watch that new shit on Netflix, Records of Ragnarok. Some new shit.
Yeah, you say you did watch it?
No, I'm going to. Like, people were shitting on it because, like, it's one of the episodes. They did the fight like a slideshow format where it's like a single panel, and they just add like a sound effects and shit to it and music.
Yeah, I heard about it a little bit, but that was just on one episode.
I guess so.
I mean, one is bad enough, but you know, if that was just the only time they did it.
Yeah, so I gotta like watch it myself to like make my own judgment on it.
I seen niggas talking about like I knew what I was right. Like, this shit is trash, but if it was only in one episode, like, come on, you can't just off that one fight. Can't dismiss it.
Oh yo, time out. Oh damn, this is about disrespectful shit I seen today. Someone posted on Twitter about their mom, I think. Yeah, like, love you forever. I wake up every morning and look at your face. I really wish you was here. And then someone commented, hey man, just let me know when you want to reunite with your mom. I'll arrange the meeting.
Oh, wait. Whoa, whoa, what?
Yeah.
See, I've been thinking shit like these posts be fake, yo. That when niggas be sending, like, wild screenshots or wild text messages. They probably just be texting their friend and be acting like, oh, boyfriend texts girlfriend and she says this to him. And I'm like, man, you texting your home, you one of your homeboys acting like he's some chick you talking to and he saying some wild disrespectful shit.
Right.
You know, they do anything for clout.
Yeah, back. But other than that, we can switch to like our gaming segment. Which is gonna be quick because nothing happened. Okay, so in Twitch news, remember like a month back we talked about like the girls that was wilding, like giving like liquor to the cats and shit.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, like two of them. There's this new ASMR segment on there where like these bitches were fucking like licking the microphone, putting like horse heads on, pigeon heads on, and pretending to be animals making noises.
Or the ASMR?
Yeah.
And then like was making like soft horse. Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then they was like wearing like suggestive clothes and shit, like really skin tight leggings. Into outfits, and they.
But ASMR is supposed to be a listening experience.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, it's Twitch, so it's visual. They live streaming and shit. So
they just looking.
Yeah, but they banned two of the girls for doing that shit for being sexually suggestive, and people are like kind of like mad at like only the women are mad at Twitch. But this is kind of Twitch's fault because between like the hot tub shit, this shit, they've been enabling women to do like crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what happened to Shorty that was just in the video for like 10 seconds just standing up showing her cheeks?
Right.
Did she got banned or not?
No. Shit. Okay, now I was scrolling through the Twitter discussion for the shit. It was like, yo, some girl like showed her pussy for like her asshole. She got banned for 3 days. I'm like, damn. It's easy as hell being a woman, yo.
Oh, you can't say that.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Yes, it is. If you're a, you don't even have to be like super duper bad. As long as you're like marginally attractive and have a body, and you don't even have to have that no more.
Marginally attractive means you're about as good looking as Marge Simpson.
Like, yeah, your face is kind of alright. You got the smoker voice, but your body's kind of in shape.
Oh, shit. Marge Simpson is female Trunks?
Yo. Oh, shit.
Got the blue hair, the chain smoker voice.
Holy shit. Oh, man. How come I didn't put two and two together?
Oh, so you got to do the science, God. Give y'all the knowledge right there.
Oh, I'm about to say some problematic shit.
What you about to say?
Yeah, I gotta pause this shit on my end.
You already said some problematic shit. You ain't talking about it's easy to be a woman.
It is. I'm sorry. It's easy to be a woman. I don't give a fuck if anyone gets offended. Like, yeah, I would love to whip my dick out on camera and women give me money for no reason. But no, that's not how life works.
Some of them bitches do be paying for some of them niggas on OnlyFans.
No, bitches be broke. That's why they have OnlyFans. They broke and they lazy. Talk about, sex work is hard work. No, the only kind of sex work is hard work is we actually fucking for money. That's hard work.
You out on that strip every night trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, gotta keep yourself.
So your pimp don't smack you.
Off the problematic section. Like, yeah, I ain't trying to hear work struggle from a bitch who just put up a tripod and like do what she do anyway. Alright, but anyway. But yeah, like Twitch low key was like letting their shit turn to OnlyFans, and now they trying to get their shit corrected. Now women have a problem. That's too fucking bad. Play some video games with your tits hanging out.
Why Twitch was smart. They would make a 18 plus.
But bro, that's what OnlyFans is for. That's literally what that site is for.
Yeah, but you could keep, you might gain an audience and.
You're right.
And especially if the chicks don't charge. Cause they could be making money off, you know.
But not for nothing,
deals and shit and sponsorships and shit. So
the bitches on Pornhub do that shit too. Like bitches be having their titties out, be playing games on Pornhub. Like, don't ask me how I know that. I heard from a friend.
Because this is news to me. Because I never heard of this shit. But go ahead.
But yeah, they be doing shit like that. But yeah, like Twitch was enabling women to do like mad, crazy, sexual shit. And now when they're trying to get it under control, because they think they're going too far, now it's going to be a problem. And one girl, I forgot her name, she said that, you know, it's not their fault there's like mad creeps on Twitch. And I wholeheartedly agree with that, because it's not their fault that niggas be creeps and don't have no home training and self-control. That's definitely not their fault. But that's as far as it goes. Other than that, play some fucking Call of Duty with your tits out. That's fine. That's all I gotta say.
And there you have it. And
there you have it.
Hello, Taito's tantrums. Like Peter Griffin. You know what really grinds my gears?
That should be crazy. They did that. Be complaining like, oh, this is hard work. What the camera to your pussy in your bedroom is not hard work. I'm sorry.
You gotta find the right ankles, my nigga.
And, oh, that reminds me of the girl who got fucking locked up because she was having her kids record her OnlyFans shit.
Oh yeah, I remember y'all talking about this the other week. I was trying to shoot Shorty benefit of the doubt. I was like, was she making like just regular content, and they got mad at her because she was using her kids and it's child labor laws? Oh,
like, no, her kids was recording her while she was in the act of doing it.
I was trying to give her some, but like, was she just, you know, she got like a page that she got a OnlyFans where she talks about hair products, but she was using child labor to record or something like that. I didn't want to think the worst. Like, oh god, how old was the kids?
Under double digits.
That's wild. God, about to say what? Well, they was teenagers with the Chappelle line.
That's still bad.
Chappelle shit.
Oh,
15, really?
Well, let's give it to our resident correspondent on this matter, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, back to this game and shit.
Fucking nut.
I don't know how to hog tie people.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He was like, you think I'm holding girls captive, not letting them out? Unless they need some shoes from their uncle.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was like a little tangent. I'm like, oh, he did that shit. That was way too specific of a scenario.
Yeah, because who was saying that? Well, maybe one of the girl's uncles was like, he only let her out when she needed some shoes, and I would go take her shopping, and then I have to bring her back.
Your uncle couldn't go to the house. He had to like drop off at the gate
around the corner. Yeah, from the crib. She'd be like, "It's right here. It's fine. Thank you, uncle."
This is where playground number 6 is. Drop me off right here.
Yeah, playground.
Yeah, he was a dirtbag. All right, back to gaming. Did you see the new trailer for the Demon Slayer game?
No, I didn't.
All right, hold on. Let me see. All right, that sounds good. I'm like, yo, this trailer looks good as fuck, yo.
Singing at the beginning, though. That's all Tanjiro dead siblings from the other world singing.
Oh man, that should translate to nigga, what's taking so long? Avenge us. That's why he be crying every night, yo.
Is it gonna be like a story mode kind of thing? Like,
yeah, that's what it seemed like. What I want to know is that. Are the demons going to be playable characters? Thank you.
Oh shit, Serenity.
I know exactly. I know exactly what demon you talking about. Yo.
I wish this shit had subtitles.
Shit.
October?
Yeah, October 14th.
That's a day after my brother's birthday.
Yeah, that's probably when the second season gonna come out.
I saw ain't it coming out in October or some shit like that?
Yeah, they said fall, so it's gonna come out a week before the game come out. A week before the anime come out.
Fucking it's probably only gonna go up to what? The second season?
No, probably like the Demon Train arc.
You think it's gonna stop there or it's gonna continue?
I think it's gonna stop there because Rengoku wouldn't be in the game for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're stopping at the anime. He's not, wouldn't be playable. But
well, no, the anime takes place after the train.
Well, oh yeah, for season two, y'all. I'm talking about like the game gonna cover season one, two of the train.
No. I'm saying, what you think they might include the season two shit in there too? But then they wouldn't want to spoil.
Well, I would say if they would do it in typical like Storm, like Naruto Storm fashion, they have like a secret fight, and they have like what's homie name with the twin blades? What's homie name? Something with like a U. The white hair. The red light district. The next arc.
You talking about one of the demons?
No, from one of Hashira's.
The ninja nigga?
Yeah. Tengen. Yeah, like they could have like a secret fight with him and like one of the demons from that arc. Then that'll be it.
I say, I didn't even know the Storm games had secret fights.
Well, kinda, sorta. But not like a secret fight, just like, you know, like shit that they let you do one fight and that's it. Like, they let you do, they let you play against, like, Lars from Tekken so you can unlock him in, like, Storm 2.
For real?
Yeah, then they had like DLC, and that's where you could play as Naruto and Sasuke, the Itachi and Sasuke versus Kabuto fight, so some shit like that maybe. Oh yeah, real quick, back to some anime shit real quick. So they finished the Class A versus Class B shit. And they hinted, and they did like a little teaser at the end of the most recent episode about the villain academia shit. But I'm kind of confused about how the story is going to go, because people are saying that instead of doing the Endeavor Agency arc next and then the villain stuff, like how it happened in the manga.
Yeah, they're supposed to be switching it, right?
Yeah, they do the villain stuff first and then the Endeavor shit to time in with the release of the movie.
So though, what was the villain shit again in this season?
When they're going to fight the Liberation Front people? Like Reed Destro and all them niggas?
That's all going to be in this season?
It should be.
That ain't gonna, that's not gonna really make sense though.
No, but they're doing it to release in tune with the movie, that's why.
Because... yeah, but remember part of the shit that, like with Midoriya now doing the Fire Gen shit and all this shit. Remember that was concepts that were doing multiple processes at the same time or stacking them on top. That was something that Endeavor taught him during the, you know, and that was something that he applied or tried to apply while that whole villain shit was going on too. So that's what I'm saying. Like that's a little that's gonna be a little wacky if they.
I mean, not really because if he sees if they go into that a little bit. So I think that's how the season is gonna end. They're gonna start with the So what I think they're gonna do is it's gonna end with them working with Endeavor, and then that's when the movie's gonna release, and then they're gonna be because like the movie promoting them working under Endeavor directly, him Baku going to Todoroki.
Why they just couldn't do it as like okay when the film come out? This took place before. Before this, it's like, you know, if you know what I'm saying, like, in
I guess I
have
to
time.
Keep it fresh in people's minds. I guess they try to make the movie canon somehow, but I doubt how it can be.
Well, I'm saying, but you can still make a canon by saying this happened in between this time,
right?
Like, before this happened, this happened.
But it's most like a marketing thing, that's all.
I don't know, it's kind of whack though. Cause it's like, what sense is that gonna make too though? They gonna fight the liberation niggas and then train under Endeavor?
No. Remember when Shigaraki his group fought the liberation niggas?
No, the liberation shit with Shigaraki is gonna happen first.
Right. Not the war shit.
Oh, okay. That's why I was like, yo, that shit make no sense.
Oh, no. That makes no sense because they're skipping mad shit just to get to that one part.
That's why I was like, they're doing all that just to line it up with the movie release.
Niggas about to fucking ruin that shit, yo.
That's what I was saying. Like, all the shit he learned under Endeavor, I was like, that shit happened while they was fighting these niggas and shit like that. So I'm like, I was like, I'm like, what sense do that make?
Yeah, I should clarify. Like, when you shook Rocky, his group fight the.
Okay, so what are they switching? They switching
that part with the when Midori and them go train under Endeavor.
Well, that's not too bad because wasn't that kind of all going on like
simultaneously? Yeah.
Cause it was like a 6 month period where Shigaraki and them niggas was training and shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so that's not.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not. Yeah, I really don't. It really might not even make a difference.
it really doesn't. What else? Well, this is the last topic I got. Like, ain't shit really happened. So there's this game called Abandon that's coming out for like PS5. It's supposed to be like some first person, horror game.
Yeah, about to say the first person. Brenda's got a baby by Tupac sooner later.
You just hear Tupac. The game is narrated by Jada Pinkett Smith.
You hear Will Smith crying in the background softly.
How come she don't want me, man? Yo, you know they be fighting crazy in their house, yo.
Yeah, but they be probably having the wild, crazy sex too.
But yo, you see her post? She at the end of her post, she put the tongue out emoji. And I was like,
which tongue out? Was it the wink tongue out or just
the wink tongue out? Yo, you know she'd be at his grave like squirting all over his shit.
Oh, chill.
Oh shit. I went too far.
Yeah, you got
yo.
You got children listening.
That's it for fucking 18 plus. I put the explicit tag on here. Y'all know what it is. Yeah, y'all know what it is. We gotta click on this.
But even so, you gotta chill.
Nah, Jaden gotta chill. This man been dead for like 25 years. Yo, let that nigga get resurrected right now. She going divorce world.
Well, something as miraculous as that happened. What, somebody like saved like his history, his DNA at the end of the follicle, and then used that to make a Tupac clone?
Oh man,
I be saying that all the time. Like, yo, what if like when some of these celebrities die, somebody like secretly take like some of their DNA and fucking go to a laboratory and just clone these niggas. what would stop them from doing that? It's probably some clones.
Probably
they
done now.
They wait. Yeah, it's probably some celebrities that are OD'd and died in their mansions over on some drugs that we ain't know about, the public wasn't privy to. Mm-hmm. This nigga Leonardo DiCaprio been dead for 10 years. They got cloned and then won the Oscar. The real Leonardo never won shit. Just the clone that won for The Revenant. Oh, like when Michael Jackson got put to sleep. They couldn't just say he was in a coma and then...
Waited
to clone the nigga.
Oh, now, yo. I had a bad joke after you told me about that Michael Jackson shit. Like, he's still asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It wasn't fucking... What's the name? What's the doctor's name again? You know who gave him the medicine? Dr. Umar Johnson. What did he say?
Oh, no, what did he say?
Gotta put him to sleep. Oh, yo.
Niggas to sleep. For God.
Oh, yo. I should post that shit.
Nah, you bugging.
Fucking a lady gonna drop out.
I was gonna say a lady gonna kill you, nigga.
I think you told me she like when she thought he died, like she danced like for like all night or some shit.
She said she locked her door, put on her glittery glove, and danced for like 9 hours in her room with the music.
Oh shit!
I was like, that is the most nerdiest shit I ever heard in my life.
Oh man! All right, back to the last topic. This is some funny shit though. So the game Abandoned. So it's like a new IP created by some new studio called Blue Box Game Studios, and people are like speculating that the creator of the game, Hassan Karama, was like an alias for Hideo Kojima, and their proof was because Hassan Karan, the first and last name, has the same initials as Hideo Kojima. And I think niggas put like his first and last name into like some translator in like a different language. And then it translated into like Kojima. And like one of the trailers for the game, it was like an S and the H like carved into like a tree or some shit. So people saying like Abandoned to be like a Silent Hill game or some shit. Like the people just like doing some conspiracy theory shit, yo.
So what they was trying to say, that this is Kojima's game?
This is Kojima, the creator, because they never seen him before. But this shit made him so sad and distraught because he had to make a video showing his face, showing he's a real person.
Who had to show their face?
The creator of the game, the Hassan Karaman dude.
Oh, because people thought it was really Kojima.
It was just an alias for Hideo Kojima. But I'm like, yo, what asshole decided to put his name in like a foreign language translator to get fucking Hideo to pop out?
It worked. Was that Photoshop? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Man, well, how we know this nigga is really who he say he is, just because he showed his face, though.
But Kojima had a gun to his head, like, say it, not me. Say you're somebody else.
Why you sound like you speaking patois again?
I don't know. I'm not trying to do the stereotypical voice. I'm trying to make it sound more authentic.
Yeah, by South of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamaican Asian.
Yeah, that's true. Well, my homegirl, her grandfather, got the thickest Jamaican accent I ever heard. He Chinese. With a ponytail. Talking like rude boy, I don't know. Yeah, it's fucking crazy seeing a fucking Chinese man talking like that.
On that note, I guess we get the fuck out of here.
Don't worry, man. I had all these technical difficulties
taking up like 30 minutes of time and shit.
Yeah, my shit's saying 49 minutes now. I'm like, damn, goddamn.
Yeah, on that note, we out of here, y'all. Peace out. Even though Juneteenth passed, still give a black person $500 of reparation money. If you're white, you know your guilty conscience is going to compel you to do so.
Oh, you going to be about to say be visited by the ghost of O.J. Simpson. Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, if you don't do it, your firstborn child going to be black, even though your wife is white.
It was a story like that. Damn, it's a movie. Like in Australia or some shit. It was a white couple. I can't remember how many kids, or if it was just the one with the daughter. It started with the daughter, then it happened to the next one. She had the was that shit from Yu Yu Hakusho? The recidivism of the Mazaka. She had some like recidivism shit with her shit. Instead of coming out white, her genes made her come out like black from like her ancient genes, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's wild.
So the father thought the mother cheated and shit like that, but they did DNA tests and they was like, no, this is your daughter, this is y'all child, but she had some fucking latent fucking gene that fucking activated and she came out like black. Like with like Negro features or some shit like that. Like how some niggas be born with like tails and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking wild. Yeah. The recidivism of the Mazaka. I said what
he said? I'm like, my 11-year-old brain can't comprehend this word.
I was like, I was 12. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
I don't even know how to write that shit down. Dude. Google it.
That nigga said, yeah. Sister, we said like he had a stroke and was trying to speak. I was like, what this nigga just saying?
I tried to tap that shit to Google. That shit said, did you mean Reese's Pieces?
of the monkey? Reese's Pieces of the monkey? the Mozart, nigga. It's the monster guy. Right? Reese's Pieces, Mozart?
Did you mean malt liquor?
It's a fucking Mozart picture painting made out of Reese's Pieces. Yeah. All right, we see y'all next week, y'all. All right. Be safe.
All right, we out.
Pandemic still out there. I was at the laundry mat. Niggas are all at the store and everything. No mask on. Hey, you know your boy double vaxxed up. Anyway, I'm still like,
I ain't vaxxed up yet.
Fax City, nigga. They gonna have Dr. Fauci and Tiger gonna do a remix Vax City. It's gonna be Vax City. Vax City. Yeah. Yeah. Peace.
All right,
see y'all next week.